God bless you all. Tonight, I will be giving the devotion, and I'm calling it tonight a meditation. For tonight, we are going to meditate on the word of the Lord. The Lord says in his word that if we delight ourselves in his ways, he will give us the desires of our hearts. And as we delight ourselves in his ways, we're going to meditate tonight on his word. And as you meditate, I want to put a few scriptures in your ear. Meditation is like taking the word of God and tasting it with everything that you have. Let it come into every part of your being. Job said in 34:3, the ear tastes words like the mouth tastes meat. So taste the words, amen. Also, it is written, taste and see that the Lord is good. And that's Psalms 34:8. In Hebrews chapter 6:5, it talks about after we have tasted the good word of God, that we should not fall away from his teachings and his word. And last of all, Psalms 119:103 says, sweet are thy words unto my taste. So I'm desiring that tonight you will taste the good word of God. And I'm going to start off with the first scripture as we think about it and meditate upon it. On Good Friday, churches have many different services. They have the last seven sayings of Christ as he was on the cross. They have messages. But for us, we're going to have a time of meditation. And so once I read the scripture and encourage you to think about that scripture, I'm going to play some music so that you can meditate for a few minutes on that scripture. And then I will go to the next one. There are going to be 11 scriptures to meditate upon tonight. So prepare your hearts and minds. Take a deep breath. Inhale. And slowly exhale. Peace be with you all as we meditate upon the word of the Lord, as we think upon it and what it means for us. These 11 passages to meditate on as you prepare for this Good Friday, may they renew and refresh your understanding of God's love for you on the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. The first scripture that I will share with you is Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Amen.
Think about what that means to you. I'm going to say that again. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Second word to taste. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Romans 5:8, 6:23. Think about it. God shows his love for us He shows us how he loves us. And that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. How thankful are we that we know the way and we know the truth and we know the life because we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we have come to the Father through him. Hallelujah. John 14 and 6. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. To take it up again. This charge have I received from my Father. John 10, 17 and 18. And he went out, bearing his own cross to the place called the place of a skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus Christ, who was fully God and fully man, subject to temptation, subject to everything that human beings are, willingly laid down his life for you and for me. Meditate upon that. All the temptations that we deal with in this world, Jesus was tempted such as we, but he did not sin. And because of that, he is able to save us and be our substitute for sin, to pay the wages of sin, which is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But thanks be to God, we have been forgiven through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed or bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes, hallelujah, we are healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 53:2, 5, and 6. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, many will be made righteous.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Romans 5:18 and 19. Hallelujah. You have been made righteous in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. And this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:10. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and have sent his son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. To be the propitiation for our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. He who knew no sin, brothers and sisters in Christ, became sin for us.
Hallelujah.
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
As I look upon that cross, I think of that and realize that Jesus became sin on that cross. And that is why his Father could not look upon him. And that is why he asked the Lord, "Why have you forsaken me?" Because Jesus became sin on the cross. He became your sin and my sin and the sins of all the world. God loved us so much, he sent his son to pay the price for our sins. Thanks. He loved us so much that he did not condemn us. The word of God says that if we are in Christ Jesus, we are not under condemnation. 2 Corinthians 5:21. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Hebrews 10:12, 14, and 18. The priests used to have to go back and forth to give an offering for the sins, first of himself and then of the people. But our great high priest offered himself one time, amen? The Bible says, for all time, a single sacrifice of sins. And when he had finished, he sat down at the right hand of the Father. Because it was finished.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hebrews 10:12, 14, and 18. And our last scripture to meditate upon. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. To all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God.
Thank you, Lord.
John 20:31. And John 1:12. In Jesus, God became a man and died on Calvary's cross for you and for me. Take time now to thank the Lord as we enter into a time of prayer. Pastor?
Father, we thank you. We thank you for blessings seen and for blessings unseen. We thank you for the sacrifice of Christ and for his victory over death, hell, and the grave. We thank you for the receipt of your Holy Spirit that reminds us hour by hour, day by day, that you're with us. It is in the name of Jesus we ask the blessings. It is in the name of Jesus we speak hope and life into your people. Now bless us as we go. Bless us going out and bless us coming in. And help us all to be empowered to always be quick and ready to give you glory and a testimony of your goodness, of your mercy, of your grace. It is in the name of Jesus Christ we offer this prayer and blessing. Amen. Beautiful prophet. Hallelujah.